This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Even as the debate continues over if and when Christine Blasey Ford will testify about her allegation, U.S. High Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her when they were teenagers, the Senate's top Republican says Kavanaugh will be joining the Supreme Court soon. Story from AP's Sagar Magani.
Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell drew long cheers from evangelical activists when he said Kavanaugh will be confirmed in the very near future.
Don't get rattled by all of this. We're going to plow right through it.
But Kavanaugh's path to the court has been upended by the allegation and the disputes over having him and Ford testify next week. Democratic Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton says McConnell and other Republicans flubbed badly in initially giving Ford a take-it-or-leave-it Monday hearing and says they'll now have to do it on her terms.
They can't have a Supreme Court nomination proceed under this cloud. They've got to hear from her now.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Head of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Senator Charles Grassley, tweeted Ford will have all the time her attorneys have requested for her to consider whether to proceed with testimony before the committee. China has canceled trade talks with the United States following Washington's imposition of new tariffs on Chinese goods. Wall Street Journal reporting Beijing had planned to send its vice premier to Washington next week for those talks. U.S. was optimistic about the talks. The four-year-old results of a survey about sexual abuse on U.S. military installations around the world, including ships, have finally been released. Several Army and Marine bases in 2014 had more than 500 reported sexual assaults on men and women. The Air Force had the lowest assault risk rate. This is VOA News. China has canceled trade talks with the United States following Washington's imposition of new tariffs on Chinese goods. Amid the trade tensions between China and the U.S., scholars from the world's two largest economies met in Washington and in Chicago. Chinese scholars say the key point is to avoid miscalculation, stress dialogue rather than confrontation, a view echoed by former U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew.
In my view, the Trump administration tariffs are likely to make matters worse. Constructive engagement remains the best course, working together where we agree and narrowing our differences where we do not.
Senior White House official says the U.S. has been optimistic about finding a way forward in those trade talks with China. President Trump has come out swinging against so-called bad people and the U.S. Justice Department and the FBI and suggested more firings are on the way. Here's AP's Jackie Quinn.
Look at what's going on.
On the same day, the news breaks that Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein reportedly made a comment last year about secretly taping President Trump. And maybe he brought up the 25th Amendment about a president's ability to hold office. President Trump, on a campaign stop, decried the Washington swamp and slammed some in the Justice Department.
Some real bad ones you've seen what's happened at the FBI. They're all gone. They're all gone.
Without naming any names.
There's a lingering stench, and we're going to get rid of that, too.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Turkey signaling its readiness to use force against radical groups in the Syrian Idlib enclave, part of a deal struck with Moscow. Critics of the Idlib deal insist Moscow has trapped Ankara in committing itself to eradicate radical groups, which carries the risk of a conflict with jihadis. Former U.S. President Barack Obama has urged voters in the state of Pennsylvania to get out and vote in November, telling a crowd in Philadelphia they cannot afford to stay on the sidelines. At a rally for two leading Democrats running for re-election, Governor Tom Wolf and Senator Bob Casey, President Obama said the only way to control the abuse of power is to vote.
The Republicans in Congress right now, they're no check on the White House. They're bending over backwards to shield folks from scrutiny and accountability.
In the November 6th elections, Democrats are trying to oust Republicans in four U.S. House districts and more than a dozen state legislative seats in the Philadelphia area alone. Mr. Obama's trip is the latest in a string of appearances before the election. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.